How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. I have some great news for everybody. Mother has agreed to appear on Grade A Nation for an interview. And it's going to be a way for Tim and I to chat with her on something that has been troubling to us. Tim, what are you doing? Okay, you don't have to blow into a jug to make your point. What we're going to be doing is talking with Mother about this obsession with World News Tonight and David Muir. She talks about how smart he is in that when he's talking, it has a hypnotizing effect on her. And hopefully we can tackle the tough topic of how she engages in self-pleasure while watching World News Tonight with David Muir. Tim, you don't have to get that graphic. So we are going to chat with Mother about that, and also hopefully chat with her about the continued sexual encounters that she has with Trumpy Bear. There are times where Father has called both Tim and I on the phone sobbing about the fact that he's trying to go to sleep and Mother is grinding right next to Father, right on top of Trumpy Bear. So Mother is doing reverse cowgirl action on Trumpy Bear while Father's trying to get his Z's, trying to get some sleep, trying to go out and find a new job. And if Father wants both Tim and I to move back into the family residence, we have to sort out these issues with David Muir, watching habits, and Trumpy Bear. Tim, I know you don't want to move back, but there's still a way for you to train for the Special Olympics and get your gold, no matter what. You know, no matter what, we're not going to let it get in the way of your Special Olympics dreams. But I think it is important that we do touch on these things with Mother in an open forum on the Grade A Nation podcast as a way for you all to get to know our family a bit better. You know, as our podcast is growing, it's a way for you to foster a better connection with us, getting to know what our situation's really like. And so hopefully it does go well. I'm a bit concerned. Mother does have a temper, and hopefully it won't sever a very special and important relationship. Tim, this has really nothing to do with being taken off the will. At least I hope it doesn't. All right, Grade A Nation. The next time you hear us, we will be chatting with Mother, and hopefully everything will go well. So take care. Spread the word about the podcast. We really appreciate all the help that you have already done up to this point. So take care and have a nice Grade A rest of the day.
Hello, this is Michael Fikish, and again, I appreciate Mr. Chris Thomas allowing me to use the Grade A Nation podcast as a platform to send a quick word of advice to Julian Assange. Mr. Assange was kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy recently, and I was very concerned about what I saw. So, Mr. Assange was taken out of the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK. And when he came out, he looked like he had an unshaven bush on his face. That's right. He had unshaved vagina all over his face. And the trouble is that when you look like an unshaved vagina, people are going to think you are guilty. And also, it's going to be tough to get bushy. Because in life, there is nothing more important than getting bushy. I am Michael Fikes, and I know that you cannot spell romance without the word man. You cannot spell romance without the word man. So, it's very important to look your best, have good grooming habits. Otherwise, you're stuck with a hard up, washed up Pamela Anderson, and no one wants that. So this is just Michael Fikes giving some kind advice to Julian Assange to pick up the razor, shave, make sure you look like a actual man and not like an unshaved hippie Woodstock bush, okay? Okay? Sound good? Okay, that is all I have for today. But if you want to learn more, just encourage Chris Thomas to have me on Grady Nation as much as possible. Thank you. Goodbye. Take care. Heavens to Murgatroyd, Mayor Pete, everyone, yeah, Mayor Pete Buttaplug, and I just wanted to announce that I'm throwing my hat in the ring. That's right, I'm running for president of the American Bathhouse Association. In terms of my qualifications, like another Mayor Pete, I served in Afghanistan. I served pizzas at Yummy Yum Fast Food. I don't speak 7 languages, but I am able to say the alphabet while gargling a load in my mouth. That's right. Now, I did want to say that I agree with the other Mayor Pete about Mike Pence using religion to divide. Mike Pence is a nutty boy, and I just want to bend him over and give him a good spanking. My favorite show is Big Bang Theory. Now, at first, I thought it was going to be about something else, and I was a little upset when it wasn't about what I thought it was going to be about. But actually, the writing is quite good. Quite good. My platform as president of the American Bathhouse Association, if I have the honor to be elected, is free poppers for everyone. Who needs health insurance when you have poppers? Also, I want to have a community program where we have anal bead distribution and training in public schools. How do you properly apply anal beads? We're going to talk about that at the K-12 level. Who needs a warm lunch? Sure, it's important, but so is a pleasant, duty-free
anal bead experience. Standardized test performance is gonna go up and skyrocket when all the kids know how to use the anal beads. That's right. I also think that as president of the American Bathhouse Association, that we should participate in a gun exchange program. Every gun that a person turns in grants you one ticket to see Thunder from Down Under. That's right. The hunter from South Dakota is just gonna love when that chiseled bartender named Hunter is gyrating his chiseled body. You just know it. Goodness gracious, I just feel so good about my candidacy. So if you can, please vote for Mayor Pete Buttaplug for the presidency of the American Bathhouse Association. Exit stage right.